Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 31st of July, in the July, and as ever, some ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And just to start off with, before we get going, a big happy birthday to Danielle here in our office. It's her 21st today, she's got the key of the door and all that, and all the best from us for you. So let's get cracking. And a new report suggests that in businesses, being forced to smile all day appears to make employees aggressive, cynical and exhausted. Milda Pirminen from the University of East London investigated the hidden costs of what they call emotional labour. And adjusting your appearance and gestures and facial expression without doing anything within creates an emotional dissonance. And this is this whole idea that we talk about in lots of businesses that we see called scriptees, where it's easier to follow the script than it is to actually get people bought into what we're doing and to actually create great customer experiences. So 3 ideas, maybe think about what you could do to make this work for you. And rather than 3 Ds, it's 3 Es. And this comes from the whole ethos of Uber culture, which is 3D characteristic 5. And part of that is that, first of all, 3D businesses engage their people. They explain the reasons why customers are so important and actually get people to buy into this whole process. They get them involved. And very, very simple things for me is, do you have a clear set of behaviours that you're looking for from your people? Have they bought into them? Do they understand the place and the part that they play in creating valuable customers and great customer experiences? So why not get them involved? Generate some ideas from them and get their thoughts on how they can actually make it work for you. For example, we did some work some years ago with a client on customer service, and I went back 6 months later to see how the business was doing. And I walked into the office and the 17-year-old apprentice, Andrea, said, "Hi, Andy, how are you doing? Had a good trip from Sheffield?" I said, "Yeah, I have, thanks." I thought it was quite impressive. She remembered I was from Sheffield. She said, "John, within a couple of minutes, can you hang on?" I said, "Yeah, of course I can." She goes, "Would you like a cup of coffee?" I said, "Yes, please." She goes, "It's black, no sugar, isn't it?" I said, "How did you know?" She goes, "It's my job to know." And she'd actually created a little index system to allow her visitors to be recognised so she could actually do this. Now, that to me is this whole idea of engaging people. But leads then to the second E, which is empowering people, giving them the responsibility to make it happen. And, for example, if you work at Timpson's, every member of staff can spend £500, or up to £500, to solve a customer's problem. If you work at Pret A Manger, they can give away sandwiches and coffees to make people have a great day. And Ritz-Carlton staff are allowed $2,000 to solve a customer's problem without talking to a manager. That's empowerment. How empowered are your people? And we often hear people say, "Oh, Andy, I've empowered my staff to delight my customers." And 20 minutes on training session 15 years ago seems to be the answer. It's not. Give people the tools and techniques to make this stuff work. Yes, you could talk to us about doing it, but not necessarily us. Just find out, how can you improve the training and the skills and the knowledge of your people? And it's not just about customer service. Make sure they know their products and services too. So, 3 E's. Engage your people. Are yours engaged? Empower them. What can they do without your response, without giving permission from you? And what can they do to make that happen? And what are you doing to enable them? The training and the skills and support to make it happen. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.